Welcome to the 15-Minute Financial Feast Podcast, bringing you 15-minute segments to help you retire with purpose on time. We're serving up food for thought and bread for the head. Are you hungry to learn? Here are your hosts, Mark Triplett and Troy Westendorf.
Today we have with us Mark Triplett and Troy Westendorf, and we're going to be talking about their recent nomination and award of the 2022 Best of Ankeny. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, you're welcome. So bring us up to speed on your firm, what you focus on in the financial services, and then tell us about this award that you were just given.
So our firm is Triplett Westendorf Financial Group. Troy and I started this together back in 2017. We had been working independently of one another, and then we decided to actually bring our two firms together and launched Triplett Westendorf Financial Group. We primarily work in the financial planning space, serving those who are near retirement, walking them to and through the challenges of making that transition from the workplace to the post-working years. Everything from how to best utilize their retirement resources, both income and assets, as well as navigating the challenges of how and when to claim Social Security, how to switch from your workplace healthcare to Medicare, how to navigate taxes and to be most tax efficient throughout your retirement, not just in the early years. So that's really where we focus our attention. We are fortunate enough to get referrals to younger folks from our clients who want to introduce us to their children. Yes. But that's generally who we serve is your couples that have worked really, really hard and saved and scrimped, and they're ready to make that transition into their working their post-working years, and they just want to do it in the best way that they can, and they're looking for advice and guidance. And so we work in that financial planning space.
I always listen for key things when people are talking, like what you just said, and something jumped out at me. So you said we help advise clients who are going to and through retirement. So that says to me, retirement is not the dot at the end of the timeline, like, yay, I made it to retirement. It's to and through. So talk a little bit about the mindset, really, because it's not just arriving at this place called retirement. That could last many years.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things, Mark. When they come in, they have all this accumulation, and now they're starting to worry, is it enough? Have we done enough? Is it going to last our life? What are some of the things that we're missing? And that's a big one. Taxes, how is that going to impact my plan? Some don't even think about taxes. Inflation. There's people that will build a plan and not really think about inflation and the impact that it has on it. So that is the big key. When they come in, they usually have the worry of, have we saved enough?
Yeah, most folks that we visit with initially, they want to know, where are they today, baseline, relative to what their vision of the future looks like? And are they on track or are they off track? And through our five steps to financial success, PT5 retirement planning process, we organize everything. We really stress test it. And then we can help from there and make determinations. What actions could they or should they consider taking to get them closer to where they want to be and get them back on track? And that's really, I would say, we're really a guide. They're the hero of their journey, but we're a guide to make sure that they don't make any mistakes that could really cost them. I mean, the reality is, Mike, if folks did this on their own, and there are a lot of do-it-yourselfers, they're going to get to the end of their life, and they're never going to know what mistakes they made along the way.
Until
ignorance is bliss. Yeah. People that come to see us, we're going to point out those potential threats ahead of time, so they will miss them. Or if they actually do experience those situations, it'll be by their own choosing. But most people that just go it alone, they're probably leaving a lot of tax dollars on the table. They're probably leaving a lot of Social Security dollars on the table. They're probably overpaying in some areas and missing opportunities in others, and maybe taking risks that they don't necessarily need to take, but they'll never know.
Yeah, I think a lot of those points you brought up that are just massive points that could take a 3-day seminar in and of itself, right? Like taxes. Wow, that's a big one, because I think the misnomer is, at retirement age, you're going to be in such a lower tax bracket. That may or may not be the case. And What is the tax rate going to be? Well, we don't know. But seeing how the deficit works and debt that we have, how else does the government close the gap but to generate taxes? So we don't know those things, but you need to have those contingencies planned for. Because I think that, like you said, you guide people. You don't push people into this box and say, you must do this. They become a participant. You know, I've heard it said years ago, you know, you need to be an active participant in your own rescue, which means you need to be knowledgeable. And if that's what you guys are doing is teaching and educating and guiding, now your clients feel like, okay, I'm part of the process.
Absolutely. We want that interaction from both spouses. Sometimes there's one that's dominant, but we encourage both spouses to be participating and understanding what is happening and why we're taking a particular action.
So let's talk a little bit about this award. So the 2022 Best of Ankeny, tell us about how that came about.
It was a surprise, really. We keep our head down. We try to serve our clients in an extraordinary way. We're always looking for ways to improve. In fact, Troy can vouch for this. I'm always panicking that we're not doing enough. Then one day out of the blue, we get a notice that we were awarded Best of Ankeny for financial planner category. And it really comes to, I think, it comes down to the way we serve our clients, the way we operate in the community. And it was a real surprise, but we're honored, frankly.
Yeah, it was a surprise we got it. I don't know if it was a surprise that it was actually an award, you know, that we have an award. Because we do a lot of work, and I think we do a great job at putting our clients as a top priority and treat them as family. And we've done that from day one. It's when we take a client in, it's family. And it's just kind of how we've started this thing. And we do put our head down. We do rarely look back. I mean, it's always, you know, moving forward. How do we improve ourselves and how do we do a better job? How do we do more for the client? It's always a topic that we talk about.
You know, the highest compliment we can ever receive, Mike, is a referral from one of our value clients to somebody who's important to them.
Yeah.
But Ankeny's Best Financial Planner 2022 will be a nice contingency.
Yeah, that's real nice.
Yeah. And you know, it's like you said, it's a surprise, which I think is a neat way to think about this, because when you do all the right things for your clients, then let the cream rise to the top and let that, you know, however the local business community was notified to the clients to say, hey, choose the Best of Ankeny in these categories. That just goes to show that you've been doing the right things for a long period of time. And that's really, really huge. So talk a little bit about your work in the community and how that is something that is your focus, as opposed to, let me just work with these numbers and here comes the next client. Let me hand them this boilerplate, templated, cookie cutter plan next. No, you guys treat them, like you said, like family. So how does that play into working then into the community?
So the community, I think, you know, we're always looking for ways to give back. And again, we have our head down so much, it's hard to stop and actually see what we've done. It's actually hard to stop and say, okay, here's what we want to give back. So we talk about it often. Mark and I talk about it often. At some point, we got to continue to give, because we're going to get to a point where the resources that we have, we've worked for, and we need to start giving back. And we have started to give back. We give back to the high school's sports. I think we just did an orchestra or band thing not too long ago. We do things at Christmas, Operation Christmas. There's a lot of things we're starting to give back, and it feels good to give back. I know we did the men's homeless shelter last year. We did went down there and helped serve food. So we are looking for ways to give back. It's just a matter of scheduling in the day and doing it. But it's a constant thing at the top of our minds that we are going to give back to the community and try to make a difference from Triplet West to North. What we've done, make a difference in the community.
Yeah, we've done donation programs in the past too, where we go to a high school, local high school, talk to the parents about financial related topics, nothing being sold, just financial literacy classes. And then we donate to the school for all of those folks that showed up to listen to that message. So that's another way that we've given back. That's mutual beneficial, because people get to know who we are. They learn something, and it's a positive experience. Troy and I, when we first started this, we live, we both came from humble beginnings, and the lifestyle here in the Midwest can be pretty enjoyable with, you know, relatively, you know, modest income. Yeah, it's not like we live in a LA or something right. like that. So we always decided when we first started this, when we were really scrimping and saving and plowing everything back in the business, that one day this is going to grow into something significant. And when it does, we want to be able to really give that excess back to the community and do something positive with, you know, the revenue that we generate from the firm. So we started doing that a couple of years ago, even probably before we could afford it, but knowing that that was something that we're passionate about and being able to do more of that now as we've grown and become more successful over the years.
You know, a couple of things you mentioned there is not just writing a check and sending it off to wherever. A couple of things you mentioned were you guys both in your organization, your firm, going out and giving back in the community, serving and having interaction. And that's as a much higher level than just, you know, hey, HR department, cut a check to this organization and good. We can check the box that we gave back. You guys are giving your time too. And that's a big piece of building community relations.
We even forgot about sweating it out at Habitat for Humanity, laying sod for an entire day. That was wicked. Yeah. Yeah, we showed up to swing hammers and ended up laying sod all day.
For 8 hours.
That was tough. I have more respect for folks that lay sod.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's think about when you get this award and it's honoring the work that you've been doing. Obviously, you don't rest on your laurels, and you've said a few times in this conversation that you're always looking to improve, and you even said something to the effect of, we just feel bad that are we doing enough? Well, that tells me that you're not just sitting back going, we've attained and we're good to go. You've got, you know, however many years of experience in the industry. It's not just 1 year of experience that many times over. It's every year building upon, learning from opportunities that you've taken in the field, like maybe continuing education. So talk a little bit about where you see your firm, you know, giving a little bit more, not only giving back to the community, but where you're keeping your finger to the pulse of the economy so that you're prepared to serve back to your clients good financial literacy information.
Well, every time Congress takes some sort of action, whether it's tax related or something that affects Medicare, or potentially something that might affect Social Security in the future, that's just job security for us, because every time there's a change like that, there's an opportunity for us to help guide our clients through that and navigate it. So I'd say really keeping our nose to the grindstone when it comes to potential new legislation. Particularly, we get more interested in something when it's more likely than not to pass. Like, there's some new legislation that might actually pass before the end of the year. I'll date this podcast for folks in the future. But I mean, by the time 2023 rolls around, we might see some pretty sweeping retirement or changes to our retirement programs. And that's likely to end up passing by the end of the year. So just always being aware of that stuff ahead of time and trying to strategize how that might impact our clients going forward, and then relaying that to them, or just trying to get out of the way by doing some planning strategies now that would immunize them from potential threats in the future. Those are just a few of the ways that, you know, examples of how we're always trying to.
Yeah, you don't ever want the client to hear that panic, call you up and have you go, ooh, let me do some research into that and let you know. No, when that call comes in, or that email, or that visit for the annual review comes in, you're like, yeah, you know, we've been watching that for a while, and here's what we're seeing, and here's what we've already got in place if it goes this way or if it goes that way. So you never know. And, you know, the only thing constant in life is change, and we know that. So no matter whether, you know, the market or retirement opportunities are up, down, all around, things are always changing. And so the strategies are always there to plan for retirement in a safe way. And whether it's going to be this asset allocation or that, that's always going to be fluid, because you're always going to watch for opportunities to give the right advice.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think change is a big thing, which is why in our five-step process, reviews are mandatory. They're not even an option. It's annual review at a minimum, because there is change. There's going to be changes. In 12 months, a lot can happen. And whether you talk legislation or just work in general or life, there's a lot of changes that can happen.
Well, we hear from a lot of folks that, you know, prospective clients, that they maybe haven't heard from their financial advisor in a very long time. And we don't ever want that to be the case with the folks we serve. I mean, we're constantly communicating them with video messages, video emails, newsletters that we write on our own every month on topics that are important to the people we serve. The reviews that we have that are mandatory. But in addition to that, we become their financial first responder. When something financial related is happening in their life, we want them to reach for the phone and call us first. If their house is burning down, we always say call 911. You want Troy and I showing up with buckets of water. But if it's financial side, related, right, we can lay side. If you have something that's going on financial related, we want you to feel comfortable to call us right away so we can put it into our planning process, or our planning program rather, for your plan, and stress test that action. Somebody says they want to remodel the kitchen. Great. Okay. I'm not going to be able to tell you what that's going to cost because I don't remodel kitchens. But when you figure it out who you're going to go with and you want to see the viability of this and how we're going to pay for it and what assets we should pull from a tax perspective, we want people to call us right away so we can put it in the plan and say, okay, if you do this, this is how it impacts your long-term, the long-term health of your plan. And so it's really important that we have that ongoing communication. And when I hear other folks say that they don't hear from their advisor, it makes me sad, frankly, because they're really missing out on a relationship that could be beneficial.
Yeah.
And they don't even know what they're missing.
Don't you think that an element of that is, the firms you see on TV, whoever those might be, it's more of a, what you hear, the cliche, oh, I'm just another number. You might, have the big TV commercials or whatever, but it's call us at 1-800 whatever. And it's not that personal relationship. And I think that's a big thing that you've said throughout this conversation is we care for our clients and we want them to feel like they understand the process. And we want to be one step ahead of the process. Like the quote from Wayne Gretzky that said, I skate where the puck's going. I'm not going to react to this right here. I'm going to see where things are headed. So what do you say to clients that call in and go, oh, I noticed the market went up today, down today, sideways? Volatility is going to happen, but stay the course, trust the process. And if there's something big happening, we'll plan for that contingency, but we've put that plan into place and let's just kind of, let it ride. Because if you look back 20, 30 years, you see tiny little, fluctuations. But if you look back 1 or 2 days, you might see huge fluctuations.
I think we say this a lot, but it's important to understand what kind of advisor you're working with too.
Right.
Like, we're not all the same. The award that we were honored with is for financial planner, not insurance person, not wealth manager, not broker dealer, registered representative selling financial products. It's very, very specific in how we operate and work with our clients. If somebody just wants a wealth manager and wants to pay a fee to somebody to manage their investments, but doesn't want any of the other type of financial planning that we're going to dig up in our process and kind of put in front of their face, and that's not what they're looking for, and that's overwhelming, we're not a fit. Because the wealth management is a part of it. You have to have a good investment portfolio and understand what's appropriate for long-term investing and what's not. And that's part of our process. But we bring more value in many other areas than just investment management.
I think the key there is plan.
We plan. So I think even what's going on with the markets today, Mark, we plan for it. So we know our clients are going to see this type of environment more than 2-3 times throughout their retirement. So if you don't plan for it, there would be panic.
Yeah, we're in the midst of a market meltdown in 2022 right now, right? And that just to date the podcast in the future for people that are listening in the future. So this is late October of 2022. We've seen the market fall into bear market territory not once but twice already this year. And we don't get a lot of phone calls of panic clients because they know that the money that we have invested in the market isn't needed in their plan for typically a decade or longer. So the money that's exposed to market risk is money that they really didn't need to even be concerned with for the next 10 years. And we've coached them well enough to understand that this is an opportunity. So the phone calls we get are oftentimes, hey, remember you told us when the market's down, this is the time to take some of our dry powder and go shopping and be a nice person and buy what everybody else wants to sell. But those are the type of calls that we generally get during the market downturn, not panic calls.
That's quite an interesting comment, which goes to you have educated and taught your clients a well-planned mindset, because that's a mindset. If it's in your mind and you understand that, then your gut and your emotions are out of the equation. But to see when things are going down, knowing that they're going to come on up, well, now what should I do here? Maybe there could be some opportunities to take a little position or buy some opportunities, whatever those might be, because we know what goes down is going to come up and fluctuations happen. That's a really great thing. And you just said it, you know, casually, but that just goes to show that you guys have a really specific initiative to teach people that specific mindset.
Absolutely. I mean, it is when we have our reviews, it's, you know, when you go back to the plan, you can see the plan is still on track. And that's the biggest part of our reviews. Are we on track? Absolutely. As a plan off course because of what's happening in the markets? No, we are on track. We're good. And you get that peace of mind and, you know, that lets you sleep at night.
Well, I think as a financial planner, we can't compete on rate of return. It's outside of our control.
Right.
We can't control the market. We can control to a limit how much somebody pays in taxes based on the actions they take. We can control whether they pay unnecessary Medicare surcharges based on actions they take. We can help them make good decisions when it comes to coordinating Social Security benefits and how to claim with their spouse or ex-spouse or deceased spouse. We can control those kind of things. We can control how they blend their income from taxable accounts, pre-tax accounts and never taxed accounts like Roth IRAs. We can control that. We can help them make decisions to control how and when they pay taxes, like maybe doing Roth conversions during a market downturn. It's another one of those opportunities to take advantage of when you have a huge market sell-off. But we can't control the market.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's amazing to just hear the tip of the iceberg of all of the moving pieces that go into a financial plan. And if someone is interested in kind of getting that, you know, plan of theirs looked at or second opinion, what's the best way that they can learn more about Triplett Westendorf and reach out and connect with you guys?
Well, the big thing is our website, triplett-westendorf.com. Call the office. Brianna would help them out there as far as if they want to get a 5-10 minute call with Mark and I and kind of go over our process and see if we're a fit. But a lot of this is on the website. You can get a lot of information on there, and you can also schedule a visit with us as well on the website. But that would be the place to go and just start to search things out.
And we try to be pretty transparent online. You can see what our process looks like. I'm kind of get an idea what it might be, what it might feel like to work with us. We also post our fee schedule as well. So what is it going to cost to engage with your firm? What does that look like? That's listed online for the public to see also. And if we have educational classes that are coming up, you're more than welcome to join those as well.
Excellent. Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming on today and congratulations on this 2022 Best of Ankeny Award.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
You've been listening to the 15-Minute Financial Feast podcast. Remember, every dollar has a purpose and every dollar has a timeline. If you have questions about today's topic, schedule a call with a team member. Visit www.mypt5.com. Until next time, be sure you're taking steps to retire with purpose on time. Mark Triplett is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Nothing contained in this program should be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Different investments have different risks associated with them, and not all investments are appropriate for all investors.